new Hot 101.5. Blown off on The Miguel Show. The Miguel Show.
Oh, Jared, I heard that Topgolf is amazing, and that's where you met Madison?
Yeah, we were both there separate groups, but yeah, that's where we met. And we hit it off instantly.
Now, because from what I've seen from pictures, is that you can get pretty toasty, as they say, when you're there at Topgolf. So is that what happened? Did y'all like start flirting with each other? Is you trying to hit balls?
Pretty much.
Okay, so after...
Well, I mean, obviously it worked out, though, because it led to a date, yes?
Well, when you're hitting balls and you're drunk, Holly, I mean, clearly. So where was the first date, Jared?
We had our first date at Mellow Mushroom. Over in Brandon.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
Ooh, I haven't had Mellow Mushroom in a hot minute.
That's some good dough, girl. So how was the first date?
It was awesome. We had a great dinner, and then afterwards we were hanging out and having drinks. Really good. And then afterwards she actually came back to my place.
Oh.
And we hooked up and whatnot. And then in the morning, you know, she was gone and I hadn't heard back from her since.
So she literally one night standed you, like she didn't nothing when she left.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I didn't know girls actually did that kind of stuff, but yeah, something like that.
Oh man!
Wow. Well,
something amiss must have happened. I just can't imagine like nothing, no words back, unless she's like, I don't know, in another relationship or something?
Oh, well, maybe.
I don't want to put that into the universe, but
I mean, maybe she was having a girls' night out at Topgolf, and then the way you hit the ball just made her really like, ooh, I need to go off from my boyfriend. And
oh, no.
She was feeling some regret.
That's not the case, though, Jared. I hope not.
Well, Jared, let's try to get Madison on the phone so we can figure out why you've been blown off. We'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5. All the hits, fewer commercials.
Go! Bring it back! The new Hot 101.5. Blown off on The Miguel Show.
Jared met Madison at Topgolf, and then they were liking the way they were hitting balls, and they flirted with each other, and then ended up going on a date to the Mellow Mushroom, and Brandon actually had a hookup.
Yeah.
But then when Jared woke up, Madison was nowhere to be found, so we've got to find out why. Are you ready for us to get her on the phone, Jared?
I am.
Okay, so just stay quiet, Jared, because we will get Madison on the phone, and we will do the talking to figure out what went wrong here, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Madison?
Yeah, this is Madison.
Hey, Madison, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, my God. I listen to you guys all the time. I'm doing good.
Woo-hoo. Thank you. Well, you probably know.
That's awesome.
We're not calling for anything real fun. Oh. We just have a really quick question for
you. Well, here's the thing, Madison. We know about your date with Jared, and so we're trying to figure out where you've been at, girl, because you did a little ghosting.
It went okay. It went good. I mean, we hooked up, and I don't usually do that, like, on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
But we had completely amazing chemistry, and I woke up in the morning, and I was just going to, like, tiptoe out and text him later, you know? So I felt like I looked like, not cute, so.
No, that is the struggle, though, for real.
No, you don't even know what happens to my hair when I sleep on it. So wrong. So bad. I go to look for the bathroom. I'm in his apartment. I'd have never been in his apartment before, right? So, and I go in this door, and it wasn't the bathroom, and it's like this weird, like, secret room or something. I mean, it's a weird room, and I would think he keeps it a secret. Because on the wall, he's got, like, newspaper clippings from some murder that happened up in Connecticut.
What?
And the murder was from, like 2010, and it looked like a crime show in there. I mean, it looked so creepy. I felt like I was on Law and Order, and there was, like, even a map with with red string on it, like, showing, like, pins that was holding the red string and
you
stuff.
Okay, whoa,
stop
whoa,
it.
Whoa.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Madison. We actually have Jared on the phone.
Which I'm so glad for at this point. Jared.
Okay, wait a minute. Jared, I have a lot of questions.
All that stuff, all the newspaper clippings is a murder that happened where I went to high school. It actually happened to a girl that I dated in high school.
Oh, my gosh.
So and you're trying to figure out who the killer is?
Are you, like, paid to do this? Are you actually a detective?
No, I'm not. I'm a financial planner, but that's something that I like to do. And that's very important to me.
And why are you so obsessed with this? It was, like, in 2010.
It's very important for me. I mean, you know, you guys can be funny and make all the jokes that you want, but all, you know, all I'll just say is that, you know.
Yeah, but I'm not trying to be funny. I'm saying, that's like, you have this whole room. It looks like that's how when they bust into something on a television show, that's like the murderer has that in their house. Like, what is that?
I'll find the murderer, okay? All I'm saying is that the Hounds of Justice will prevail. That's all.
Oh,
the Hounds of Justice?
Did you really just say that? Oh, my God. You know what? If anything, I think you're just like a basset hound and you need to give it a rest. What are you even talking about?
Yeah!
Blown Off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.